Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration, technique number 5, Mercy Prayers, part 1, Goswami Grace. In Bhakti Yoga Sadhana, two things are needed for attaining perfection in Radha Krishna Prem Seva. One is our personal sadhana, or daily efforts to hear, chant, read about, and remember Radha and Krishna. And the second thing that's needed for perfection is the divine mercy, kripa, from Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sri Guru, and the Vaishnavas. Understanding this principle, Gaudiya Vaishnavas will regularly pray to Sri Guru and the merciful Vaishnavas of the past and present for their mercy, blessings, and guidance. This principle of praying for mercy especially applies to attaining success and chanting the divine names of Sri Krishna. Because on our own, we have little or no taste or attraction, and it's practically impossible for us to concentrate on japa for more than a few minutes. By offering heartfelt prayers, you will draw the attention of Krishna and his devotees, and by their mercy, you will attain the power to chant and the taste to sustain it. Ekaki amara nahi payabal, harinam sankirtane tumi kripa kodi, shradabindu diya deya krishna nama dhane. On my own, I have absolutely no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari. O Vaishnav Thakur, be merciful by giving me one drop of faith and grant me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna. Entry from Sharanagati. Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya says, if one remembers and prays to the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, then all the impediments and obstacles on the Bhakti Marg will be overcome and destroyed, and one's spiritual desires to attain peace, love, and happiness forever in Radha Krishna's Nitya Seva will be completely fulfilled. Srila Prabhupada in this regard says, if a devotee seeks a shelter at the lotus feet of the 6 Goswamis, then these merciful Goswamis will certainly give the Krishna Bhakta all protection. If we adhere to the lotus feet of the 6 Goswamis and pray for their mercy, all impediments will be annihilated, and the transcendental devotional desire to serve Sri Krishna will be fulfilled. Antya Lila 1:3-4, Tika by Srila Prabhupada. So, to attract the attention and get the mercy and blessings from the 6 Goswamis before we chant our rounds, we can chant this recommended prayer to attain the Goswami's grace, which is given to us by Srila Narottam Das Thakur from his Prarthana. It's titled Nam Sankirtan. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Echai Gosair Kori Charanan Vandan. Jahoit te bignanash abhishta puran echai gosair kori charana vandan jahoi te bignanash abhishta puran. Devotees who understand the great power of the six Goswamis, Sri Rup, Sri Sanatan, Raghunath Bhatta, Sri Jiva, Raghunath Das, and Gopal Bhatta, they understand that all obstacles to devotion, bigna, nash, can be removed and the service of Radha Govinda Yugal can be obtained, and all one's personal desires for Krishna's seva can be fulfilled. Abhishta Puran. So, understanding this, devotees will always pray to the six Goswamis for their mercy. Ours, the Bhakti Marg, is the path, the way of mercy, the path of grace. And there are no more merciful devotees than the six Goswamis. So we pray that everyone will receive the causeless mercy of the six Goswamis, to chant without offenses, to subdue impediments, attain a taste and concentration, and progress steadily on the path of prema. So this technique, Goswami grace, attaining the mercy of the Goswamis, many acharyas recommend that daily before chanting, one can simply chant this prayer from Prarthana, Nama, Sankirtan. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath, Echai Gosair Kori Charanan Vandan, Jahohoite Bignanash Abhishta Paran. Thus concludes part one, Goswami Grace, of Hare Krishna Japa technique number 5, Mercy Prayers.